The daily beating the retreat ceremony at the Wagha border between India and Pakistan, a long-standing ritual celebrated by both nations, took place on Saturday with one glaring absence, the customary handshake between the opposing soldiers. The ceremony, which typically features soldiers from both sides performing high kicks and elaborate movements to booming patriotic music, saw a reduction in the usual show of unity and camaraderie. This was due to the escalating tensions between the two countries following the deadly Pahalgam attack in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir on April 22, which claimed 26 lives. India has accused Pakistan of backing the attack, a claim Islamabad denies. As soldiers from both the Indian Border Security Force, BSF, and the Pakistani Rangers performed their steps, the iconic moment of cooperation, a handshake at the gates, was conspicuously absent. Instead, the iron gates that separate the two nuclear-armed neighbors remained locked, symbolizing the deepening divide. Visitors on both sides of the border were still present, though much fewer in number than usual. While the Indian side of the border remained full of cheers, the Pakistani side was noticeably quieter. The Wagha ceremony, a daily tradition that has endured for decades despite frequent diplomatic flare-ups, has always been a symbol of both national pride and the fragile relationship between India and Pakistan. Indian authorities have ordered that all Pakistani nationals residing in India leave by April 29, a move that has separated families and caused widespread anxiety. Amid fears of military escalation, the mood at the Wagha border was mixed, with some locals fearing that further conflict could be imminent. Earlier, Pakistan scored a diplomatic victory at the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, after a statement on the Pahalgam attack avoided strong language and terminology previously used in similar incidents, notably the 2019 Pulwama attack. The UNSC's condemnation of the April 22 attack, issued after a four-day delay, notably refrained from directly mentioning the Indian government, instead urging cooperation with all relevant authorities. Tensions have surged between the two nuclear-armed neighbors since the attack, with New Delhi suspending the Indus Waters Treaty and Islamabad responding by closing its airspace to Indian Airlines. Diplomatic channels have cooled, with both sides reducing high-level contacts. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif condemned the attack and called for a neutral, transparent, and credible investigation, offering Islamabad's participation in any such probe.